Oasis Audio presents the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library.
Tarzan's Quest by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Read for you by Ben Dooley. Forward. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was cast as Jane when the neighborhood boys, including her big brother, of course, played Tarzan in the forest preserves across the street from all of their houses. "Why am I Jane?" I asked. "Because you're the only girl here since your brother has to keep an eye on you in the woods," came the reply. "Oh, okay, I guess," I answered. Never having heard of this character before, "Where did Tarzan come from?" I asked the boy whose idea it was to play the game of Tarzan that summer. "From a book," came the answer.
"What book?"
"A Tarzan book, of course." I went home and pondered this weighty concept. Already being an inveterate reader at a young age, I decided that I had to read that book. I found the idea of Tarzan fascinating. The next day, I ventured to the far end of the next block of our street to that boy's home. I rang the doorbell and, when his mother answered the door, I asked to speak with her son. He came to the door and I asked if he would loan me this book wherein Tarzan resided. Short story, he did not want to give me the book. I wanted the book. Back and forth we went. In the background, his mother was calling him to dinner. Eventually, he agreed to let me take the book home, probably just to get rid of me. However, there was one caveat, a very serious one. I had to return the book the next day. I couldn't get home fast enough to begin reading about Tarzan. I had a lot of pages to finish before returning the book in the stipulated 24-hour period. A flashlight under the covers most of the night facilitated accomplishing this task. Discovery of exactly who the character of Jane was left me wanting more. More Tarzan. More Jane. More adventures with them. Thus began my own quest of Tarzan, Jane, and eventually anything and everything written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Luckily for me, the book I had borrowed was Tarzan of the Apes, a nice, bright red covered copy published by Grosset and Dunlap. What better place to start reading about Tarzan? None. I found Jane in The Return of Tarzan, but still needed more. She figured prominently in The Beasts of Tarzan, peripherally in further Tarzan stories. She was significant in Tarzan the Terrible and Tarzan and the Golden Lion, garnered a brief mention in Tarzan and the Ant-Men, and then nothing. She just disappeared. No Jane, just miscellaneous adventures with Tarzan encountering hidden cities and weird unknown tribes at war with other hidden cities and more weird unknown tribes in unexplored parts of Africa. Where did my heroine go? Why had Burroughs swept Jane under the rug? What sin might she have committed to so thoroughly be erased from the realm of Tarzan? And then I discovered Tarzan's quest. At last, Jane had returned, and returned with a vengeance. When the plane in which Jane and her friends are passengers, traveling over the jungles of Africa, crashes during a storm, it's Jane who understands their dire situation and takes command to ensure their survival. She's comfortable negotiating the treetops. Brown, the pilot, is flabbergasted by this. On her prowess maneuvering in the trees 45 feet or so above the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?